Hello.
Hi, my name is Kay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yeah, this is Missy Jones.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was calling to do a claim. I tried online, but it keeps saying like an error in it after I process everything online.
Okay, what's your social security number?
It's 423-925-133.
Okay, Ms. Jones, verify your driver's license number for me.
Okay, let me do this. It's 10. Hold on.
And repeat that number for me.
10139702.
Okay, it's off. You're missing a. It's by one number.
Okay, I said.
Are you looking at a card?
I'm looking at my driver's license.
Okay.
It says zero. I mean, not zero. 10139702.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Jones.
And what's your date of birth?
9/19/1973.
Okay, I'm going to open a claim form for you. And I just need you to answer the questions on the claim form. Have you worked on another name?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on another Social Security number?
No, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Or do you have difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay, and so that driver's license number you gave me was 10139702. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. You want that to go to a checking account or savings account?
Checking.
And it has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be a Chime account, PayPal account, or a cash account. Can you give me your routing number and your bank account number, please?
The routing number is 09-1302-966.
Okay. And the account number?
The account number is 304-1846-2850.
Okay. Just for verification, I have your routing number is 091-302-966. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your account number is 304-184-628-150. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
My mailing address is Festival Lane, apartment number 1005, Montgomery, Alabama. Zip code is 36117.
And you said Festival, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see.
It's in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called the Legacy Festival Lane Apartments, but when it, my mail come, it just say Festival Lane.
Okay. That may work out better because it's maybe too many characters. And what's the address for Festival Lane?
It's Festival Lane, and my apartment number is 1005 Montgomery, Alabama, 36116. I mean, 36117.
So what is the street for Festival Lane? I got the apartment number 1005. So what's the,
street
number?
That's the street. If any mail comes for me, it just says Festival Lane, apartment 105, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117. And it just has Misty Jones at the top, which is strange, but because it's off of Woodmore Boulevard, but it's not on there at all. When I can receive, say Festival Lane.
Okay, so I got your mailing address is Festival Lane, apartment 1005, Montgomery, Alabama 36117. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, it has.
Is 334-342-0583 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, which of the following street addresses in Niagara Falls have you ever lived at or been associated with? 2250 Cleveland Avenue, 410 81st Street, 744 92nd Street, 9349 River Shore Drive. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
I'm not familiar with the property.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1981 Chevrolet Malibu, 1984 Plymouth Reliant, 1986 Oldsmobile Catalyst, 1987 Jaguar. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
You could do the Oldsmobile.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Mobile, Dozier, Gadsden, Bessemer, none of the above.
Dozier.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 133 Melville Road, 16071 Willits Point Boulevard, 1766 Welch Avenue, 454 Henry Street. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
1766 Welch Avenue.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1185 East 92nd Street, 1222 Herkmuir Street, 436 19th Street, 438 Marcus Garvey Boulevard. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
19th Street.
Okay. Now, is 9th Street or 92nd Street? So, which one is it?
You said 9th Street, like the number 9?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked?
November 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
2022.
Okay. So since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, I have. I've been looking for a job.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yes, I am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't drove an hour before, like an hour back and forth. So like an hour there and an hour back.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I would say under, $10, under $10.
And do you get work through a union?
No, I haven't.
Did your employee give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
Direct care.
And what did you do with direct care?
I worked at, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but Bradwood Children's Home, downtown Montgomery. It's like a foster care placement for the Department of Social Services.
Okay.
So I was like a, what'd you call it, house parent?
Okay.
So you put direct care house parent.
Okay, let's try that. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of work you're looking for?
Yeah, I've only been in Alabama State for like the last 2 years and a half. And before I started working at, you know, the foster care placement, I was teaching pre-K in Greenville. So my background history has always been related to, you know, children growth and development. So, you know, in that field.
So what was the name of your employer?
Bradwood Children's Home.
Okay, I see it. And do you have a phone number for them?
Hold on for a minute. It's 334-265-0784.
Okay, give me just a minute. Okay. All right. And that phone number was 334 265-0784, correct?
No, it was 334-265-0784.
Okay, that's what I have. When did you start working there?
I started, I would say, like June 10th, 2022.
In what city and state were you working?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. They haven't said anything to me about it, but, you know, I have, I know I accumulated a lot of, what you call it, PTO time that I never took.
Okay.
You know, I never missed work or anything like that.
Have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Then why are you no longer working for them?
Because it was a lot of stuff going on. You know, I had wrote a statement before I left on the 23rd to the direct, the head, you know, the overseer, which would be the director and the executive, about, you know, the treatment, you know, that I was going through as an employee. Now, they'll tell you personally, I never miss work or nothing. I will work 16-hour shifts, like 2 days a week, two days a week, and then I would do threes every other weekend. Nevertheless, I just basically got tired because every time I turn around, it was something with, you know, about me working with the children. But, you know, I was never rolled up. I never had no write-ups and stuff like that. Never been rolled up since I've been there. I will always come in, do my shifts and work other people's shifts, 16-hour shifts, plus, you know, over 16 hours. And, you know, I still felt like I was being mistreated. So I just, on the 23rd, I was just like, you know, when, that's the day I had got off work. That's when my shift ended. And I handed my statements to the director and the executive. And, you know, after that, I didn't go back.
So you resigned?
Basically, due to, you know, because I had talked to the executive about, you know, the treatment a week before, you know, with, you know, the supervisor and the way she did things. Like,
okay.
I would come in at 4:30 in the morning, which my shift don't start to 8 to, you know, let other coworkers who had other jobs leave early, but, and, you know, do other things, you know, just to be a team player, I would say, that I was. And, you know, it's just at the end, it was like, you know, they were saying something about the medication. I mean, just petty stuff that I felt, like I said, they didn't write me up for, but kept saying things and trying to, you know, embarrass me in front of the...
Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't want to interrupt you. You're explaining me what happened, the situation. What I need to know right now is, did you quit or did they... You resigned? Did they
discharge
you?
No, I wrote a letter, and yeah, basically, I wrote a letter.
Yes,
yeah,
or
basically.
No. You resigned?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so they didn't discharge you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
No, ma'am, they did.
Okay. Okay. So they didn't try to resolve the problem for you?
No, ma'am. No. Only thing that I got after I left work, you know, coworkers contacted me. But as the supervisor that was over me, nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay.
And we did, like I told you, 16-hour shifts, 2 days to 3 days a week.
So do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to give you a four-digit PIN number, and then I'm going to read our closing statement to you. It's going to give you information you need to know and instructions you should follow. So the PIN number is 3373.
Okay.
And the statement says, 3373, and the statement says, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Ms. Jones, we've completed your unemployment claim. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process a claim. While you're waiting on the results, there are two things that you should do. The first one is to visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and you're just going to update your online resume. The second thing that you need to do is your weekly certification. So our weeks start on a Sunday. They end on a Friday at 5 p.m. So the first time you're going to do a certification on this claim is this coming Sunday, which will start the new week. And there are two ways you can do that certification. You could go on to our website, www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call our 800 number, 800-752-7389. It will ask you for your Social Security number, the four-digit PIN number I gave you, 3373, and some other questions. That completes your certification. You have to do it once a week, each week, as long as you're claiming benefits, even if you should start a new job. So that's okay. What keeps the claim open. If you miss a week of certification, it will cancel the claim. So
okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
No. No, thank you.
All right.
I wrote down everything.
Okay. Well, I hope things work out for you, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. Bye.
Bye.